Lesson 19. 2,000 years ago, Pompeii was a prosperous town with a population of perhaps 20,000 people. It was a busy port located on the Sarnis River near the Bay of Naples, about 130 miles south of Rome. Rich landowners and retired Roman citizens built elegant homes in the town and paid for its fine public buildings and temples. The town nestled in the shadow of 4,000-foot-high Mount Vesuvius, and the local farmers cultivated grapes in the mountainside's fertile soil as they had done for centuries. In AD 62, the town was shaken by tremors from an earthquake. For the next 17 years, the people worked to repair the damage. They were not then aware of the danger they were in, but if they had known what we know today, that earthquake would have been a warning to them. Stupendous forces were slowly building deep beneath the surface. The earthquake was merely the prelude to a far worse disaster. Vesuvius is a volcano, but it had been dormant for 800 years. There had been no activity during this time because a thick layer of molten rock, called lava, had hardened to form a plug, sealing off the mouth of the volcano like a cork in a bottle. Over the centuries, pressure deep below the Earth's surface had been slowly building up inside the volcano. On August 24, AD 79, it became so great that the plug of lava was suddenly expelled in a tremendous explosion. So violent was the explosion that the top of the mountain was blown off. Cracks appeared in the earth, and water, heated to boiling by fires beneath the Earth's crust, thrust its way to the surface. People and animals were scalded as they tried to flee. Smoke, poisonous fumes, and ash from the volcano filled the air, suffocating many people in their homes. Buildings were crushed by huge rocks hurled from the volcano. Then came a series of avalanches that buried the town, together with everything in it, in 20 feet of stones, cinders, and volcanic ash. A vivid description of the eruption of Vesuvius was given by Pliny the Younger, who later became a famous Roman statesman. He was 18 years old at the time, and he watched the disaster from 20 miles away on the other side of the bay. His uncle sailed to Pompeii to save the lives of some friends, but died during the attempt. Pliny the Younger described the tragic events of that day in letters he wrote many years later. For centuries, Pompeii lay buried and forgotten. It was not until 1763 that the excavation of the ruins first began. Painstaking digging revealed streets and buildings filled with the objects of everyday life. Also uncovered were the bodies of the more than 2,000 people who perished on that terrible day nearly 2,000 years ago when the sleeping volcano suddenly woke up.